1159 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, February 1st, 2018. Super stoked to be here. Episode 11. Unbelievable. Time keeps on ticking, so does the episode count, and the news just gets crazier. We got tons of updates, whether it's the FBI and all the shenanigans going there, whether it's the cryptocurrency massacre bloodbath we've seen the past week and actually really year to date, many cryptocurrencies down 20-30+%. We got a review of the heat map. We got all different type of stuff. Let me welcome in my co-host, Future Dan. Future Dan, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, we got the FBI just about hitting their panic button. It ought to be interesting to see. I'd imagine by a week from today, when we get to episode 12 of the Patriot Power Hour, we're going to have all kinds of crazy revelations on that did indeed happen. But unfortunately for the Patriot Power Hour on this February 1st, 2018, we thought we were going to have Memo Thursday. It looks like it's Memo Friday.
That's what it looks like. And last week, I really didn't know if this was going to come out or if anything would actually come of all this. However, it really does look like it's going to come out and hopefully just torpedo and destroy the corruption of the swamp. Not that I'm even a Republican by any means, but to just be able to destroy the essentially the Democratic operatives, but even beyond that, I believe globalist and bankster operatives that were left over from the Obama and before, having them being torpedoed and destroyed and shamed, that will be awesome. I mean, knock on wood, I hope it does happen.
Yeah, or just drives them underground, right? Because there's somebody in there. This week, McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, basically quit, retired early, got the heck out of Dodge before this all blew up. how many McCabes are there right now in that agency that have been there 2 or 3 years, that by the 20th or 25th year of their career will be up to the exact same things they witnessed as new agents? That's what I worry about.
Definitely. Well, it is just the tip of the iceberg. Whatever happens, we know this is not just the only stuff going on, and not just the FBI, not just the DOJ, but DHS and all the different branches and departments within the federal government, and of course the state and local, you got to be careful too. But really, as you get to the top of the pyramid, it gets worse and worse. And actually, we have some news in the stack, I believe, to talk a little bit about some global governance and global regulations coming down, especially on crypto, one of the hot topics that might as well get into it right now, to be honest. Today, we saw about 10-15% collapse in the price. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ethereum didn't take it as badly on the chin, if I recall, but it was also down. No, actually, Ethereum also down about 14%, even though it's up year to date, whereas the rest are down 20-30%. And that's officially a bear market, and I don't really like to brag, but I guess I did say we were going to see a bear market into 2018, and we have seen one for sure.
Yeah, we sure have. We're down, what, 27.64 since exactly a week ago when we had our show. And what's that? Getting back towards late November range before the big spike. So, yeah, Bitcoin's taking it on the chin, but, you know, the stock market's running. We had one day where somebody tried to mount a State of the Union protest, and the Dow was down briefly nearly 400 points, which is not the same 400 points it was in 2015 when the, sure, when the market was 16,000. You know, with the Dow what it is today, it was a trivial bump, but it was 2 days down in a row. So it sure didn't last. It's back rocking today. So, you know, why would you put your money in Bitcoin when there's a much larger casino to be had?
I suggest folks don't put your money in any casino, because every dollar or whatever fiat you currently have could lose a lot of value overnight, and it's precious. That's why myself, I try to penny pinch as much as I can right now and not buy a bunch of entertainment or Chinese slave goods imported. I try to save my money, pay off any and all debts, of course, and hey, some gold and silver. And that reminds me, last week we gave to one of our, we had a caller last week. Oh my gosh, it was great. If you guys didn't listen yet, you got to go back to the archive, check it out. Jesse from Long Island, he won our contest last week. He's getting some silver shipped directly to him, U.S. mail, insured, etc. A nice fat ounce of silver worth about $20. And we're giving some more away today. In the second or even third segment, if we get some callers, we're going to give one away. Maybe 2 ounces of silver this time. If we get two callers, that'd be awesome. So, hey, Jesse in Long Island, hope you're listening tonight. Everyone else out there listening right now, you want some gold, or not some gold, excuse me, I totally misspoke. You want some silver or some Bitcoin, even though you're maybe not scared off of the Bitcoin, even though it had a big drop. Remember, you can have either one. Hit us up. Let me get that number out for you. I should know it by heart right now.
It's 619-789-6804. That's 619-789-6804. You know what? You should take the Bitcoin, because it's back to episode 2 range of Patriot Power Hour back in the November 25th time frame. So it might be a good time to grab your crypto. It could run again.
Yeah, it's come full circle, I guess. That's crazy. Since the second episode of Patriot Power Hour, we're on episode 11 since Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving seems like a long time ago. We've come full circle. Hey, we were telling you here to be cautious and not to buy it when it was 16, 17, 18,000. And at this point, I have some and I'm holding on to it. And I will start buying a little bit at this price. But be cautious. Things can turn south real quickly. If you haven't seen the history of Bitcoin, it could drop 60, 70, 80 plus percent before, of course, bouncing back at least every time in the past. But be careful out there. So anyway, one more time, 619-789-6804, call in number. Future Dan, what's on your mind? We're going to be hitting the news, news blitz here in a second segment. But you have anything else besides FBI, memo, and stock market, and some crypto news on your mind right now?
You know, there's a lot of low-level international security news. It's all rating pretty low. We'll get into that in a second segment. But it's sort of remarkable that when domestic events really come to a peak, like the President and the State of the Union address, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things going on trying to battle out what will happen with the DACA illegal immigrants and whether a deal will be made that Trump can finally get his wall built. Big domestic news, and it's almost as if the machine can't cover everything on an equal basis all the time. We got, you know, very low level news, but always you know, little tidbits of countries and security situations that make you concerned. So I'd like to get into that in the second segment.
Yeah, that's what people got to keep in mind, I think. And when I first, I'm not going to say when I first woke up, but definitely when I first began to write for my website, The Throne of the Banksters, and definitely when I began broadcasting on a weekly or even a couple times a week basis, I quickly learned that you got to kind of step back sometimes and look at the big picture. The current crisis or the current thing in the news that's really popular may seem like the big deal at the time, but sometimes it is those low-level indicators or those low-level soft burn, slow burn issues, especially geopolitically, that can all of a sudden overnight ignite and become the black swan that everyone is worried about, the real issue. Just look at Syria. Just look at Ukraine and the Crimean Peninsula, et cetera. A lot of those things brewing that could turn into something that big or bigger. So definitely something to look out for. Future Dan, let's see. I know that futuredanger.com is probably the best way for people to reach out to you. But before we go to break here in a minute or two, I want to make sure people can find out ways to reach out to both yourself and me. Go ahead first, futuredanger.com. Good way to find you, but where else can they?
Anybody wants to reach me directly, info@futuredanger.com. And, you know, I'm on all the social medias with Future Danger. We got Twitter @FutureDanger6. Also on Gab, same handle. Facebook, Future Danger Heat Map. We're on YouTube. Just search Future Danger. We got a few videos there. And lots of other forms, Pinterest, Instagram, others. We got some artwork, a lot of our imagery that goes out on tweets. There's a whole catalog of icons that represent the indicators. Got them throwing them out there in social media. Pretty much any channel you want to reach us on. And we're also in Steemit. Steemit's a new currency-based digital currency, quasi-currency-based social media / posting site where you actually you earn some Steemit points. You earn some steam when your articles are liked. And we're going to try to see what we can do about getting Patriot Power Hour very visible in Steemit. So those are multiple channels to reach myself and Future Danger.
Awesome, awesome. Myself, just go to dethronethebanksters.com. Easiest way to find me. Hey, everybody, we will be back. Don't forget, we're going to be giving away some Bitcoin or some silver, winner's choice. And hey, if you're listening via archive, I'm also going to give away for you to win some of this. Get in on the action, even if you're not listening live. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to.
perform search and rescue after dark, and most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
This is the Patriot Power Hour, and we are back. This is Future Dan. Call in to listen or join the show. 619-789-6804. Press 1 to speak to the hosts. We will take your call. Now, for our roundabout review of the heat map dashboard at futuredanger.com. These are active article links under certain indicators that pose a danger to you and your family, so were they to become fully actuated. Gonna run those down right now. Column 1, the judicial system is direly distrusted. That's what the FBI memo, the FISA memo, is all about. In the past 5 days, here are your headlines. DOJ withholds 85% of the Strzok Page text. POTUS reportedly calls for the FISA memo release, and an assistant AG, one he appointed, condemns the move as reckless. House Oversight Chairman drops big hints about the FISA memo. And by the way, later he decided he's out of politics this week. What's that all about, Trey Gowdy? Speculation swirls about surveillance memo as the FBI director, deputy director, quits early. McCabe quits this week. House Intel Committee votes to release the FISA memo. 13 Republicans for, all 9 Democrats against. House Judiciary tells FBI to preserve former Deputy Director McCabe's emails pertaining to the election. POTUS on a hot mic walking out of the State of the Union. Don't worry, 100% chance of release. Former FBI Deputy Director under DOJ investigation for sitting on the Wiener laptop emails.
Wiener.
Nameless FBI press release last night. Nameless, just from the agency, expresses, quote, grave concerns over the FISA memo. Who at the FBI just puts out a release like that? Is that the director? Well, came out today, FBI director reportedly may quit over the FISA memo release.
Wow.
That place could get whacked soon. And by the way, Trey Gowdy's hanging around. He may be available. New Strzok text. New Strzok text. Tonight, new Strzok text discuss evading security and monitoring issues and evading legal discovery. If you have trust in what's going on in the FBI, Lord help you, because most Americans don't right now. In other news in the Liberty column, column 1 of Future Danger, Sean Hannity's Twitter account's briefly deactivated. Atlanta suspends Ben Swan after he announces the return of Reality Check. Love that show. That's a good reporter right there. Can't wait to see what he comes out with. Hopefully he walks away from CBS altogether. And the State of the Union mind meld. CNN and MSNBC both pushed Trump as Nixon talking points right before the State of the Union. Whether you believe that Trump is going to be the Nixon 2 or not, you have major networks that just kind of assert that for the public to catch. In column 2, in the international and national security front, we got Taiwan holding live fire drills as China's tensions mount. Pentagon's prepping to transfer Stingers to Taiwan. We'll keep your eye on that. False flag potentially exposed. We keep it as a low-level graded event. where the Vegas massacre is still containing a ton of mysteries. Search warrant documents now published show a second person of interest was sought by the authorities. Today, the coroner defied a court order to release the autopsy of the Vegas mass murderer. It's quote-unquote not finalized, but the body was cremated 5 weeks ago. How does that happen? On Middle Eastern news, Israel defense minister says we will not let Iran build a missile factory in Lebanon. The potential for Israel going to war in Syria and in Lebanon with Hezbollah, a proxy of Iran, is a constant feature of that region. We keep an eye on it. Meanwhile, right now, red flag, major United States Air Force exercise is going on for 1 month all across the U.S. West. Massive GPS blackouts as they train probably under an environment where they have witnessed our satellites being shot down. So, you know, they got to get their act together and train under that, you know, scenario. Major exercise, red flag. All of Nevada and many of the western states are enduring that. And by the way, Russia fighter jet intercepted a U.S. Navy spy plane over the Black Sea, came within 5 feet of the wing. You got to keep an eye on incidents like that. They can spiral out of control. In column four, natural and scientific news, flu deaths in the United States. Got to keep an eye on them. Flu-related deaths doubled in Georgia in the past week, double this year in Georgia. That news coming out this week. Flu kills 14 more Iowans, raises the state death toll to 43 this season. Death toll from flu season nears 100 in California. And we got news out of a good little site we love to go to, organic. It's called the Organic Prepper. Kat Ellis over there, she's got an article we linked to inside of the flu deaths menacingly mount indicator. Talking about how it's far worse this year than we're being told. Tens of thousands if you count pneumonia and other related illnesses with the flu. It's a strong one this year. Got to keep an eye on it. The flu season should be winding down, but if it doesn't, maybe there's been a mutation. And along with that, you know, lots of hospitals, it's being reported. Emergency rooms are being overrun. That's a separate indicator in column four. And they're putting out tents out in front of hospitals across certain areas of the United States, especially California. The flu is a no joke, worst probably in 10 years right now. Keep an eye on it. And now for column three, and we'll lead right into letting our host Ben Cochran feed in on some of these. We got economic news. We got the 10-year yield reaching its highest level since April 2014. First time it's hit 2.75% in 3 years. Another related economic news, 55,000 homeless in Los Angeles. How come those people can't support themselves? You can probably answer it for yourself, but it's not good. Commodities Future Trading Commission subpoenaed crypto exchange Bitfinex and Tether. They're interested in knowing what those particular crypto organizations are up to. And today, cryptos were tumbling. Ben talked about it earlier. But a piece of news that we hadn't covered, India says it is the Indian government says it will take all measures necessary to eliminate their use. So with that, we got liberty, we got security, we got natural pieces of news, and we got the economy covered. Mr. Cochran, what do you make of the cryptocurrency situation and how certain agencies and governments are starting to tighten the noose?
Well, I think the analogy that we always put forth of straight from Star Wars, right? Where Leia says to Grand Moff Tarkin, she says, the harder you grab, the tighter you clinch, it'll be like sand running through your fingers, the star systems. God, that was horrible. I mean, I'm not an actor. I'm not an actress. But hopefully people...
Not much of a Star Wars fan either.
I'm not. But it'll be like... The star system slip through your fingers the more you grab, and the more that they try to regulate and they attempt to say what cryptocurrency can and cannot do, the more they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. They're going to be wasting their money and their effort of the government because they cannot be truly quelched or quashed, as you say. That's the perfect term you have here. Cryptocurrency quashed, one of the indicators here on FutureDanger.com. I don't think they can quash it. Even if all of India attempts to do it, they're not going to be successful unless there is one way. They shut down the internet, at least as we know it. And to be honest, they may go that route. You can say that China already has a different internet than we have because it's so censored, right? So if they do that and they totally shut down the free internet in India or wherever else, they did say they'll do whatever it takes. And that is what it would take, I think.
Yeah, or find a way to ban wallets, like the software that actually holds the crypto. You know, find a way to firewall them out so they can't, you know, boxing in what they can or can't do. You know, U.S.-based exchanges, the privacy that was once there is lost, at least in Bitcoin. You know, as people started to make tons of money, some of them came to this mentality that, well, I've got to get, you know, into the reporting game before the reporting game, a.k.a. the IRS, comes and finds me. And I've actually spoken to people who want all of their earnings to be fully reportable because they're thinking it helps them build a credit record. Does that make sense to you?
Well, if you want the banks or credit report to give you a good score, then it does make sense. And people do want to fit well into that system and would like to be fully surveilled. And hey, that's why we call them sheeple, right?
Yeah.
So the lemmings, absolutely. The sheeple, they love it. They want to be sheared. They actually volunteer for it. Again, I'm horrible with quotes, so I won't even try any other ones. But I'm pretty sure in many of the dystopic novels, whether it's, you know, Brave New World or 1984, et cetera, they have examples of the people, you know, the worst form of tyranny or slavery is when the people accept it and love it.
No, that's absolutely true in modern society. And those books were written based upon, you know, what Orwell and Wells were seeing in the real world. So, you know, that tendency is among us. This may be the Patriot Power Hour, but it's never going to be America's, you know, nightly news report.
No, definitely. What can we say? We're here trying to push on an idea, trying to look at the big picture of things, not just always be caught down. I think that's why this show is perfect. It has a great blend of big picture ideas, philosophy, historical context, but then we actually do relate it, especially through your site, futuredanger.com, to the specific articles and trends going on these days. So I think that's why, you know, we got some staying power, I think.
So do you care to make a prediction what we may be facing when it comes to the FISA memo and the revelations that come out 1 week from today? How far could dominoes fall now and episode 12?
If I guess the over-under point, it's Super Bowl weekend's coming up, so gambling's on the mind, of course, right, for everybody. No, maybe not everybody. But the over-under would be if the FBI director resigns. And in my opinion, if that does occur, then the fallout and the dominoes that occur after that, dominoes that fall after that could be amazing, could be almost unlimited. A prediction? I don't know. I guess my prediction is if the FBI director does end up resigning or having an early retirement, et cetera, then it's game over. Or if someone just isn't powerful or important, Mueller or whomever, right? If that occurs, if that tipping point happens, then my prediction is all bets are off.
I'm going to put 2 to 3 odds that he quits before the end of the weekend and 2 to 5 odds, 2 to 5 odds that if he doesn't, Trump has fired him by this time next week.
Oh, now that would be nice. I would like to see that. All right, everybody. We'll be back in the third segment coming up here in a second. But remember, we will be giving away some silver, some Bitcoin, and some news about future giveaways and meetings as well. Check us out. We'll be back.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Up on it, Big Duke 6. God damn it! I'm on the tree line, fire!
Big Duke 6, roger, Dub-1-3, standby.
Over to the Stone Age, son!
Dub-1-3, roger, they need some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down there?
Right, 1-3, you were fixed to fuck with. What target?
I'm gonna suppress some mortar fire off the tree line down there.
Roger, here we go.
Good. Give it all you got and bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is Dub-1-3. The jet's being bombed now. There, you got about 30 seconds to on station. Get your people back and head down. This is going to be a big one.
Want to build a website? Web-based coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, web-based coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based coding can solve your business problems on the internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
And you're live. Welcome to the second half of the show. First show of February. I can't believe it's already February 2018. It's crazy. It's 2018. Well, on February. But that's the circle of life, ain't it? Hey, no, first and foremost, I am not getting distracted. I have given out the contest info right now. Future Dan, you ready to give some stuff away to some folks?
Let's give away some bullion or some crypto.
Yep, your choice. Here's how you do it. If you're listening in the archive, listen to this down the line. I know maybe you can't listen live at 9 p.m. every Thursday night. That's fine. I listen to 90% of the podcasts I listen to. I also listen to archive rather than live just because out of convenience. Well, I'm going to let you still get in on the action. And this is how you do it. You go to futuredanger.com. You look in the third column. That's the economic, financial, money type column, the third column, futuredanger.com, towards the bottom, not all the way up on the page, but once you see, there'll be an ad there after several different articles. It'll say Future Danger Radio Archive, Patriot Power Hour. And you'll see a blue button, leave a voicemail to the show. The first three folks, and this is standing, this is until the contest is won, no time limit. The first three folks to call in, leave a voicemail to the show with a question and or comment for us. We'll play it on air. You're going to win some crypto or you're going to win some silver. That's what you got to do. Go to futuredanger.com. Check it out. Leave a voicemail to the show. Easy winner.
Yeah, when you do it, right after you record, it gives you an opportunity to give your name, your email address. Make sure you do that so you can claim your prize.
There you go. It's even simpler than, it's even simpler than I thought. So literally, you can go there, leave a voicemail, and then fill out a little sheet. We'll know exactly how to reach out to you. And trust me, this is not a gimmick. There is some real Bitcoin and or silver being given away. I've already given away Bitcoin to two different winners of past contests and sent in some silver to our winner from last week, Jesse from Long Island. Hopefully he'll be able to call in again soon. I want to hear some more of his stories being a doorman there in Manhattan. He said he's talking with some of those Wall Street traders and whatnot. I want some of the inside information. Anyway, that's the simple truth right there, way to win. I think that's pretty legit. Future Dan, it's got to be crazy not to take part of this contest. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of time before we be able to reward some folks so they can be, starting to feel a little bit wealthy. As the next gentleman I'd like to raise to your attention, the former Fed chair known as Mr. Alan Greenspan. Did you hear what he had to say this week?
Pretty sure he said stocks are in a bubble.
Yeah, stocks and bonds and
everything.
For our listeners, who can you explain Mr. Greenspan's role in the late 20th century history?
He was the man who said irrational exuberance. He is the man, he really, as many may know, one of my favorite Fed chairmen is Ben Bernanke. But Greenspan's almost his grandfather. I can see Bernanke looking up to Greenspan and looking for admiration. Like he's looking for, his father, looking up, or maybe even a grandfather. But to get to the technicalities of things, Greenspan decided he would take it upon himself, and in my opinion, it's not him literally doing this, but the consortium he represents. He's just a figurehead mostly. But regardless, during his administration, or at least when he was the chair of the Fed, there was massive manipulation of interest rates, which set up the dot-com bubble of 2000, and then essentially nothing got fixed. It was only covered up, and then, of course, it blew up again 2007, 2008, 2009, and then, then Bernanke was in charge and kind of papered over it again for the next explosion, but kind of this, I'm not going to say Greenspan started this chain reaction, but his work in the 90s in particular led to what we're going to face when this whole debt-based monetary system explodes.
Yeah, Alan Greenspan was Bernanke's predecessor, right? So
yep.
From 1987 to 2006, heck of a long term, he was the bankster in chief. And for him to come out now during, 1 year into this president's term, and this president who perhaps unwisely, time will tell, took full credit for the stock market to come out and just basically say it's a bubble after he was so careful to word himself, use careful words in the past on irrational exuberance and other mealy-mouthed Fed speak. Now he's just come out and saying it. It's true, and it's also gratuitous, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely – they seem to do this, though, and then the rats are leaving the sinking ship, as we've discussed on previous episodes of Patriot Power Hour. Many Fed officials have left or are planning to retire in the next year or less. Again, some have already jumped ship, and it's a lot more than your normal turnover. And now they are coming out and saying, oh, actually, this is a bubble. Maybe we did screw up with quantitative easing and 0% interest rates. Maybe we really did cause all this malinvestment and irreparable damage to the economy that we're just about ready to reap what we sowed. So here it comes. But hey, you know, we're central banksters. We're allowed to kind of tell you that we screwed up and still get away with it.
Yep, Janet Yellen's on her way out this week. It's her final farewell. She just gave her last report. And,
We're going to miss her. We're going to miss her.
But the FOMC, the Federal Operating Open Market Committee failed to raise rates this week, too. So what does it mean? What can happen here? If the rates go high, the stock market starts to see, you know, people start selling stocks, or, you know, we've talked about what it means to the, you know, national debt payment. Where do you see, if we're going to have a financial crisis in the next, you know, 60 to 90 days, how could it begin to materialize, Ben?
Well, a lot of different dominoes are going to collapse at the same time. Which one goes first is difficult, but rising interest rates, which essentially means lower price of bonds, meaning the bond market becomes less valuable. Remember, interest rates and bond prices always go the opposite direction of one another. So these interest rates going up means price of bond is going down, which is a bad thing for many reasons. Now, I will say this. You got to always keep in context and remember that the long-term average, let's just say, of the 30-year Treasury is 5.5%, something like that. Right now, it's at 3%. It was at 2% at one point, and it's up to 3% now, but it's still not even close to the long-term average of 5%. So while we're saying that these interest rates are starting to spike, et cetera, they're still very low. But here's the key thing. First and foremost, and we kind of discussed this before the show, people get shy, you know, investors, Wall Street, et cetera, get shy of stocks when interest rates are going up. Several reasons why, but let's just take the most common, well-known one as well. We got to get some yield, and we know that stocks, it's kind of a momentum play. Everybody knows someone else is going to go for bonds, so you as well. But really, that's not even the key part. The key part, remember, is actually this is destruction and demand. So it's not just a shift of resources from one way or another. It's not just changing the size of the pie. The pie is actually going to shrink. So it's going to be a negative sum game when interest rates go up. Why? Because there's so much debt out there that people are going to pay. All that credit card debt, all the student loan, auto loan, sure, some of it's fixed, but a lot of it's variable. When that goes up in price, well, guess what? Those people aren't going to be able to contribute to the economy because they're going to be paying more interest, and that's just going to shrink the size of the pie. So that's what people, I think, really need to focus on when we're talking about interest rates potentially going up, treasury rates spiking, at least hypothetically. You just said that FOMC did not raise rates. Exactly. They've raised rates, but only a little bit. And we're already seeing some issues potentially starting to creep up. They're not touching it now, and the damage might have already been done. We're already backed in such a corner. So we'll see what happens. I will say this to kind of end on this, my opinion of interest rates. So the Fed has raised interest rates 1.25% in the past 2 years, let's say, okay? 1.25%. Not even close to where it is normally, but still a little bit of token increase. J.P. Morgan, as an example, has only raised its savings rate that it gives the folks when they put money into a savings account by about 0.22%. So the Fed has raised 1.25%, so the bank, you know, the bank rate. But those, a consumer, a regular peasant trying to save money in a safe, quote-unquote, safe way without gambling, they're only gotten 0.22% increase in their savings rate. So take that and see what you think about it.
Yeah, the part that I can't understand how it ends is the Atlanta Fed this week is now estimating first quarter growth at 4.2%. You know, the tax cuts that allowed the repatriation of corporate earnings is going to run a hot GDP this year. It's just going to happen. And the strangeness of what we have, the total amount of government interference in the markets is going to produce these strange phenomena colliding, Ben, because our economy was so federally seized. That's an indicator in column three. We were federally seized, and we have the news for the last 2 years in our archives by the previous administration that this president can come in, take his foot off the neck of the economy, and watch that kind of growth. What happens when you get 4.2, 4.5 growth for 2, 3, 4 quarters in a row? Meanwhile, we all know that it's a bubble. How does that end?
We got to see what the inflation rate is. If inflation rate's 5%, then we're actually shrinking. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, we'll get into this more on the other side. Yeah, stick with us, folks.
Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back to the machine. Patriot Power Hour, February 1st, 2018. This is Future Dan and my co-host, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. Was just about to explain to me, for me, what happens when our economy runs through plus 4% growth for quarter after quarter and the treasury rate surge and the stock market grows to the point where everybody agrees it's a bubble. What do we get, Ben? We get a nice 10 to 15% haircut correction on equities and everything's back to normal. It's 1985 again. What's going to happen?
So hard to tell because, first and foremost, just to be fair, historical trends and analysis doesn't ever guarantee what's going to happen in the future. So everyone, that's just pure statistical, not theory, but fact. But I will say this. The longer it goes, the longer the false nature of the current global financial system is allowed to exist, the worse the collapse will be. We're already so far in. I don't know if we'll dig ourselves out. I do have hope, though. I do have hope. What I'm concerned about is the inflation rate. We've already seen inflation being extremely underreported and manipulated the past 5, heck, 10 years, whether it's the shrinkflation, let's say a bag of potato chips, not that you should be eating those, but a bag of potato chips going from 16 ounces to 11.7 ounces, but the same cost, or the $5 footlong now being $6.50 or whatever. But of course, the Fed will report 1.5, 2% inflation rates. Now let's go full circle to the GDP. Let's just say GDP is actually 4% and inflation is 4%. That means real GDP growth was 0%. It is of my opinion that real GDP over the last decade has been negative, where that growth has been either zero or possibly negative, but definitely very minimal top line growth, but the inflation being much higher, meaning let's just say 1.5% growth, but 5% inflation. That's a 3.5% in the hole. You're negative 3.5% real GDP growth. That's what we've been experiencing. Now, if Trump and the tax plan, et cetera, are able to bring us to a top line of 4, 4.5%, that'd be great. But that's treading water, in my opinion, at best. And that's assuming inflation doesn't spike. And we're seeing treasury rates spike, and that almost always means inflation is coming up right behind that as well, if it's not already occurring. So, hey, I hope we see 4, 4.5, 5% GDP. That'll help somewhat, but it's still just treading water at best, in my opinion.
Yeah, so throughout the Obama presidency, people were talking about this federal debt, this national debt, and how as a relative to GDP, it was doing what people were talking about, a hockey stick effect, where it was climbing so high that it was irrecoverable, that it was, you know, a debt that could never be sustained in the long run.
Future Dan, you there? Hopefully. Folks, not sure if I lost him or you all lost me. I could definitely try to play some music real quick, see what we can do. See if that fixed things. Try to run some music, reset the audio lines. Future Dan, you there? Oh, sounds like I have some technical issues either on my side or Future Dan's. Not sure. That's unfortunate. We were having a very, very good show. Well, let's see if folks can listen to me. Let me at least, while we try to resolve the tech issues, give out one more time how folks can win some silver or some crypto. To futuredanger.com, third column, you'll find a button that says leave a voicemail for Patriot Power Hour. Bam. There you go. Easy money. Oh, just got a text from Future Dan, said that his internet died. So it looks like I am on air. So what can you say? All right, well, we only have a few minutes left on the show. One thing I wanted to talk about, and we were talking about a lot of good economic information today, FBI, some other issues, something that we did not cover, a huge, huge oil spill off the coast of Japan and South Korea. This is on futuredanger.com. Fourth column, the nature column, seas are spoiled. Asia about to be hit by the worst oil tanker spill in decades. Pacific Island dome leak. Radioactive waste at risk of pouring into the ocean. Ooh, that's a whole different issue. Well, you add Fukushima in there, but that's a big issue in and of itself. So we're seeing some, man, so much for organic seafood, organic, you know, something that I really started to eat a lot of, but I don't think I can anymore. Organic seaweed out of South Korea, real tasty, similar to potato chips, good to snack on. Much healthier, obviously, and organic. Well, I don't think you can have organic seaweed from South Korea with this oil spill coming through the way it's looking here. Not good. Not good at all. All right. Looks like we might have Future Dan on the line to finish the show strong. Future Dan, you there?
Yeah, I got whacked. My internet just went out right in the middle of the show. How about that? We went 11 episodes without it happening. So there you go.
Conspiracy. No, trust me, that's what's fun about live radio. Things go wrong actually much more often than normal, than usual, knock on wood. So we're actually, like you said, doing pretty well. So I don't know if you heard what I was talking about while you were getting reconnected, but the oil spill next to South Korea and Japan, I mean, oh man, you want some fish or seaweed out of those oceans?
Yeah, when I called back in, I thought I'd called into a health food show. So talk about organic South Korean seaweed. But now I know what you're talking about. We got the map on Future Danger right now. And when I look at this map, I just think to myself, off of, you know, southeastern Japan, the entire Fukushima plume, which could also be plotted there. I think it's fair to say that if one of our oceans was getting absolutely wrecked, the Western Pacific Ocean is definitely probably one of the leading places that are getting spoiled.
Yeah, so guess where that comes? Comes right on over to the Pacific, right to California, Alaska, etc. It's freaking horrendous. Now, I won't say I'm a Green Party hippie by any means. I like to say I'm an environmentalist, but that word has been taken over by the scum suckers who are trying to get carbon taxes and UN Agenda 21 passed, or not passed, but fully implemented. But I will say this type of stuff does kind of make me sick. This is not good. Luckily, Mother Nature is resilient. Hopefully, the ocean can survive this type of thing. But, man, we're just poisoning ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the prescription to the problem. You know, agreeing that it's a problem is not hard to do. We don't want oil tankers burning and leaking across our oceans. No one's raising their hand saying, oh, that's okay. We don't want more of that. It's a governmental regime that comes in on its heels, which is always the knee-jerk reaction of the statists, the collectivists, and all those powers that we stand at Patriot Power Hour against. We won't have it. There's other ways to do this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, folks, that does it for this week's episode. Check us out. We already gave you all the plugs. The best way to go, just futuredanger.com. You can find our archive and, of course, leave a voicemail. Until then, we'll see you guys next week.
listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night, people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.